The Sifra in the beginning of Parshas Vechukosai quotes from the Aseres HaDibros, Zohar Shom HaShabbos Lekodesho, remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. So the Mechilta, the Sifra, makes the following deduction. So Zohar Shom HaShabbos Lekodesho is the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. So it says Zohar Shom HaShabbos Lekodesho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. So I would think a moment of silence. Let's take a moment in silence and remember about the Shabbos and move on. So the Sifra says, Yochel Bilvavka, I might think you could be Yotzei with this thinking about it. Kisha Omer Shamar, when it says Shamar, because it says Zocha v'Shamar v'Dibar Echad, it says Shamar in Parshas v'Eschanon, and that's Eretz HaDibros. Harei Shmir Saleva Mura. Ha mani makayim zachar. So what do I need? Zachar sheshona beficha. That you have to actually say it. V'cheinu omer zachar isa shavacha amalek. Same drasha by amalek. Yachol bilvavcha kishu omer lo stishkach. So when it says lo stishkach, harei shicha salev amura. Ha mani makayim zachar sheshonecha beficha. There's a famous drasha to Sifra that we all know, whether we know it's a Sifra or not. But the Sifri also says it in Parashas Kiseitze by Zechira Samalek, Zohar Bepeh Val Tishkak Belev. So anytime the Torah says Zechira, it's always referring to Peh. So even though there's a Prima Gadin has a Havamina to discuss, maybe you could fulfill Kiddush Belev. However, we assume every time it says Zachar, it means Bepet. So we know we have to actually recite the verses. We have to actually talk about Zechira Samoik. So the question is, how does one fulfill this mitzvah min ha-Torah? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Hei Halacha Hei, V'chei mitzvah zaseh la'abed ezer amalek, the mitzvah is to destroy amalek. U'mitzvah zaseh lizchor tamid ma'isov ha'ra'im. There's a continuous mitzvah to remember what amalek did to us. And p'i ha'shmur lamdu zachar bepeh lo sishkak p'leiv. It's prohibited to forget about the hatred of amalek. So the Rambam tells us, well, two chidushim or not chidushim, but the Rambam seems to say, like the Sifra, that Zechira must be bepeh, not belev. That's not a chidush. But the Rambam writes, he doesn't limit this. We're familiar with the Shabbos before Purim. We know it's Shabbos Parsha Zachar. So there the Rambam talks about it in Hilchas Tfilah. Or in another area. But he doesn't talk about here in Hilchos Malachim, he talks about the mitzvah d'oraisa. He talks about it in another place, about on the Shabbos, when he talks about the four parshios, Parsha Shkolim, Zachar, Parah Chodesh, there he talks about it. But when he talks about the din, that's clearly a din d'rabbanan. I think the Rambam in Hilchos Tfilah, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis, he writes to go, in you read about Parsha Shkolim, and then he writes about Parsha Zachar. V'Shabbos Shniya Korim Parsha Zachar Maftirim Ba, and you have that Torah. So in Hilchos Tfilah he talks about the Din Drabanan of instituting it before the Shabbos before Purim. But the Din D'oraisa he talks about Mitzvahs Asei Lizkor Tamid. So the Rambam. And so according to the Rambam, one could just, every day of the year, you just have to, not enough to think about it, because Zachar, you have to actually state verbally about the mitzvah to remember, Amalek, the evils, and not to forget. So, in fact, when you have the Sheis Zechira, some people stay after davening, and they say, and they read from the Sheis Zechiras, they have to daven. But many people leave right after davening. Some might even leave before davening is over. They have to get to work. They have to go somewhere. So obviously you have the whole day to do it. But if you could knock off two things at one time, perhaps that might be the prudent thing to do. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes. That he goes through the different zechiras. I think he writes, Uvana v'chartem kam lashon is the mitzvah not to forget my Mehar Sinai. But he says, V'keirav tano l'shimcha hagado, there will come a day when God's name will be great. That's an allusion to Yemos HaMashiach, when everyone which will be davening atecha v'shimcha echa, the mincha shmones, so a mincha Shabbos is referring to the mincha of Shabbos, Yemos HaMashiach. So that would be then. So the Rambam writes that the mitzvahs asay to remember Zechiras HaMoek every day, and the Magen Avraham says when you should have. Since we paskin, it's a debate in the Gemara whether mitzvahs riches kavano or not. So therefore, for the mitzvahs riches kavana, so we paskin a mitzvah daraisa. Yes, a mitzvah drabana no b'di'evit post facto. So therefore, since Zechiras HaMoek is a mitzvah daraisa, one has to have in mind when they say, like, if you want to, you don't have to have it in mind, but if you want to fulfill your mitzvah daraisa of Zechiras HaMoek, according to the Rambam daily, when you say, V'keirav tano v'shim kagado, have in mind about this mitzvah of Zechiras HaMoek, and you won't forget about the Eva, Tzina, the terrible nation of Amalek. So that seems to be the sheet of the Rambam. So every day is min haTorah, we fulfill our mitzvah, and that's it. Every day of the year. So there's not min haTorah, there's nothing special about Shabbos before Purim. Obviously, Purim didn't exist then. Purim is a later institution. So clearly, the Rambam writes, the mitzvah in haTorah is fulfilled daily. And he just says, Zohar Bapet. It says nothing about reading it from a Sefer Torah. So where do we get our minig of reading it from a Sefer Torah? So that already the Gemara in Brachas talks about, it's talking about the different contexts of Kriya Shema, the different languages, what mitzvahs could you fulfill in different languages. So Tosis writes over there that, what do you mean Kriya Satorah? The Kriya Satorah is only a Dindra Abanan. So Tosus writes, "Demari b'parshas hamuchuyavim likros daraisa, kamo parshas zachar." So the Tosus writes in Brachas Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as in Megillah, think of Megillah Daf Yud Ches, or in that area, that there's a mitzvah daraisa to read parshas zachar with the Sefer Torah. So, Kasuv, you know, the Gemara Megillah goes through the whole discussion. Kasuv Kisvu the Gemara at the end, the Torah and Bishalach, then the Bishalach, so Kasuv Zikaron Basefer. So the Kukuch Tosus is the one to introduce. There's a concept of Parsha Zachar with the Sefer Torah. So if you have a Sefer Torah at home, or you walk into Shul, and you do, and you read. So when do we fulfill our mitzvah in our Torah? We go in, so it's appropriate, the Shabbos before Purim, but in theory, any Shabbos we took out the Torah, or any day of the week, and we took out the Sefer Torah, and we read it, one would fulfill the mitzvah in our Torah of Parshas Zachar, and the mitzvah drub, and we want to do fulfill the institution during as well. So we do it b'shchemuso, we do it together as well. We try to pick the Shabbos of Shabbos before Purim. So that is the opinion of Tosfos, that he says Parshas Zachar is a reading da'oraisa. So still, we know people are very makbid to come to shul for a minyan. So even people who have a Sefer Torah at home, most don't stay home and just read from the Sefer Torah. So where does this concept of reading Betzibor come in? So the Rush, the famous Rush, the Gemara in Brachas, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, we read recently, we learned it, hopefully it wasn't just read, we learned recently in Daf Yomi. So Brachas, the Rush is in Brachas, Perek Zayin Simen Beis, that he writes, the Be'indian Asara Lekriyas Parsha Zacha Humidoraisa. He discusses the concept of even that perhaps to fulfill your mitzvah min HaTorah of Parsha Zachar, min HaTorah you need a minyan. Where does he get it from? Because a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, a Maisa with Rabbi Lezer, who went into the Beis HaKnesses, he didn't find 10 Jews, and he freed his slave, and Vishlimu LaAsara, and he made the minyan. So the Kasha says, how could he do that? How could he free an Eved Kenani? How could he go ahead and violate an Isser Aseh? There's an Isser Min HaTorah not to free a slave. So the Gemara answers, Gudvar Mitzvah Shani. No, he did it for a mitzvah purpose. We'll see what mitzvah he was doing. But Gudvar Mitzvah Shani, let's call it Tefillah B'Tzibur at the moment. So the Gemara says, yeah, very good. Gudvar Mitzvah Shani. Ay, Mitzvah Haba Baveira. Mitzvah Haba Baveira. So we know if you steal a lulav and it's stolen, you shake it, not only don't you get the mitzvah, but you violated stealing. So what are we gaining by this? It's a Mitzvah Haba Baveira. You don't gain the mitzvah. All you gain is the Aveira. So the Gemara says, no, but that's by a mitzvah. When do we say mitzvah baba veira? That's by a yachid. But by a mitzvah derabim shani. By a mitzvah derabim, we see the mitzvah derabim of, we'll see what it is, tefillah b'tzibur, or the mitzvah derabim outweighs the mitzvah derabim min haTorah, or the mitzvah derabim outweighs the mitzvah deyachid. So the Rush says, what are you talking about? Like what mitzvah derabim daraisa are we talking about? It's only a mitzvah derabanan. We're talking about saying kedusha, baruch hu, which isn't a mitzvah min haTorah. Tefillah b'tzibur, a mitzvah, you know, it's at best a mitzvah derabanan, maybe it, you know, an eitzah tova. So how could it be that it pushes off? How could it be a mitzvah derabim pushes off a mitzvah derabim, which doesn't seem to be min haTorah, push off a yachid min haTorah? And he says, and don't tell me the lo mistar b'li that we're talking about ba'asara daraisa gong likros parsha zacha shehu min haTorah. We're not talking about, and don't tell me that we're talking about, it happened to be the Shabbos of Parsha Zachar, when Eliezer walked in, and we're talking about a din daraisa of reading Parsha Zachar b'tzibur daraisa. So it's not mashman that way. But we'll come back to it. We'll see. But the Rush, we'll see. From what the Rush says, it doesn't mean proves the point. In other words, who cares if there's, who cares if it's, there's a minion on that. Why is that an issue? It's mashma from, he says, don't tell me it's Parsha Zachar, which would be a mitzvah derabim daraisa. So it's mashma from the Rush that he says that you need a tzibur, you need a minion. So that's why we're machma based on this Rush. But getting back, the Rush is touching on a very fundamental machlokas rishonim. We know the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, Yudalad Amud Beis, the Gemara tells me, mitzvah, when you have Simchas Yantav, when you have Aveilos on Yantav. So we know the halacha is, there is no Aveilos on Yantav, because the mitzvah, the Rabbim of Simchas Yantav, overrides the mitzvah, the Yachid of Aveilos. So the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara doesn't want to know anything. Gemara answered the question. The Rishonim want to know, there's a machlokes here, the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos. What how do we learn Pshat in the Gemara? So the Rambam learns that both daraisa. So the Rambam Shita is, whoever agrees, Simchas Yantov is daraisa, or not everyone, we'll see. The Rambam Shita is that Simchas Yantov is daraisa, even if you don't have Basar, even without the Basar Karbanos. And the Rambam Shita is that Avelos Yom Rishon is daraisa, when it's Misa and Kfura, perhaps, but Avelos Yom Rishon is daraisa. So the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, a mitzvah derabim daraisa beats out a mitzvah derabim, mitzvah deyachid, two daraisas. Tosis learns the opposite, and that's the way we assume B'nai Ashkenaz. They're both only derabanan today, since we don't have the karban, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so Simchas Yontav is only derabanan, and Avelos is always derabanan, the way, according to the Ramah, the way we pass it. So a mitzvah derabim derabanan beats out a mitzvah deyachid derabanan. So the shaila is, what about if you have a mitzvah deyachid daraisa versus a mitzvah derabim derabanan? So where does it come up? It comes up on Yontav Sheni. About doing a avelus. Again, this, we're not getting into doing kfura, midina gemara. You could do it. You could do Yom Tov Sheni and even Yom Tov Rishon. Let's assume the case was you did the burial on Chol Hamoed. So when do you begin avelus? So what about Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Laaretz? So here's the shaila. Avelus, according to the Svardim, the Rambam is daraisa, and Simchas, everyone agrees Yom Tov Sheni is only drabanan. So you have a ase daraisa versus the Rambam. So some Rishonim say you start avelus, and others say no. That we see that a mitzvah derabam derabanan beats out. So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Bahag brings down whether you have avelus on Yontav Sheni. So our minig is, at least the minig Ashkenaz is, that halacha kedivrei hameko ba'avelus. That we go lakula. What do you mean we go lakula? In this case, we go lakula is we count Yontav Sheni as day one, even though we don't start doing nehuge avelus until after Yontav. So from a functional, practical point of view, you only have avelus instead of 6 days and a bit, you have 5 days and a bit. Well, you have them the same shiva, but you're not actually doing the hugi avelus. So that's the shaila here. So from this gemara, if you assume we're talking about tefillah b'tzibur, let's say drabanan, so we see from this gemara that for a public rabbinical mitzvah, beats out a private biblical. Or you could argue, even though the Rosh says it's not Parshas Zachar Daraisa, that means someone might think it is, which is a separate shaila as well. Are you allowed to free a slave on Shabbos? Because in general, we don't have Kinyanim, so they have to hold Machlokas in the Rishonim, whether maybe if you just mafgir someone, so therefore that's not, for purposes of Shabbos, it won't be considered a Kinyan. That's the whole discussion. The Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think there's a Ramban about what do you do when Pesach starts Saturday night, so you do the Bitul Chametz on Shabbos. So the question is, could you be Mafka your Chametz? A whole discussion there. But so the bottom line is it's there are those who say it could have been on Shabbos, but that could be the Rosh is saying it's not on the Rosh is on Shabbos because it's Mashma B'chol Milei. It's mashma, it's not something to be limited. It says, the mashma, the bakal in Yanairi. So, that's the discussion there. So, getting back, so we have three shitas in the Rishonim. We have the shita of the Rambam that you could do parashas Zachar, Vekei Rav Tana Lushim Gagado. Then you have Tosis, you need a Sefer Torah. And our minig is to do a Sefer Torah and we need a tzibur. So there's an interesting discussion of the Trumas Hadeshen. He raises the Shaila about what happens if someone, back in the days they discussed the question, you were stuck in jail and maybe they'll only let you out one day and you got to pick. There's a whole discussion there, the Radvaz and others. Do you pick the first day possible, or do you wait until it's a Rosh Hashanah? You get a mitzvah, deraisa, shofas. That's a discussion there. So here the discussion through Mesedeshin raises is, what about if you only could go to shul on Shabbos Parashat Zohar, or go and hear the Megillah on Tuesday, whatever day Purim is? So then what should you do? So Pashas, one would say, you should hear Parashat Zohar, because Zohar is Doraisa. And again, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be a Shaila, because you could do Parashat Zohar anytime you want. So go to shul. So there is no mitzvah. So you fulfill the mitzvah Doraisa anyway, and then you have to hear Megillah reading. But Pashas, assuming you have to choose, Pashas, you choose Parashat Zohar to go to shul and hear a b'minyan. However, the Trumas Hadeshen wants to raise, maybe you don't have to choose. Maybe you could get both mitzvahs in on the same day. How could I get both mitzvahs on the same day? Shabbos Parashat Zohar is Shabbos, and Purim can't fall out on Shabbos the way our calendar is set up. Well, in Yerushalayim it could. Purim is Shuas B'Yerushalayim. That's a separate discussion, how they split Purim into three different days. But in Chutz La'aretz we can't have it, so obviously it's a different day. So what do we do? So there's a famous machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, among others, on. So we know there's a shaila of everybody agrees you know, Mikra Megillah is a separate obligation, Midivrei Kabbalah, Midrabanan. But there's a mitzvah of, so not only on Purim do we read the Kriyas Megillah, but we read, it's a day where it's Chayiv and Kriyas Torah. We don't read from Parashas Kiseitse, we read from Parashas Beshalach, Vayavo Amalek, we read from. So the question is, can I fulfill my mitzvah of Parsha Zohar with reading by Yovel Amalek? Because it talks about Amalek there, and remember Amalek. So the Magen Avraham writes, one can fulfill the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar with Vayavo Amalek. So comes along the Trumas Hadeshen and says, according to the Magen Avraham, he said it even without that to his sheet there was, but the Magen Avraham writes as well that based on the same svara of the Magen Avraham, they point out that really you should go to shul on Purim, and therefore you have to go to shul anyway. You have to hear Kriyas Megillah, and then you go ahead and fulfill Parsha Zohar. That's the shita of the Magen Avraham. Others disagree. The Mishnah Berurah and others. Because they feel you can't fulfill what's in the Kudus HaMachlokes. So the Ramban has a discussion in Kiseitse, the Meshech Chachma, but the issue is in terms of how much, Timcha is much more explicit in Parasha Zohar. In Bishalach, it isn't as explicit in terms of me doing it directly. And Simcha Zecho Metacha Shamayim Osishkaka Mishawak, the Russian isn't as strong. So the question is, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, other postim, you can't fulfill your mitzvah parashat Zachar with Peshawar, why not? So the issue seems to be, in other words, what is the nature of parashat Zachar? Is parashat Zachar an independent mitzvah? Here's the question in parashat Zachar. So Zosi Karim Basefer, Ki Mocho Emcha Zecho Amalu Mitachas HaShamayim. That I shall surely erase the memory of Amalek from under the heavens, etc. So, Kikimoko Emcha Zecher Amalek in Parashas Kiseitze, as we're going to read on Parashas Kiseitze, it's a much stronger Lashon. Of course, that's why it was picked. What's the Lashon in Parashas Kiseitze? We'll get to it shortly around Kisava. Okay. So, according to the Magen Avraham, it's enough that you are your wife, because according to the Magen Avraham, apparently, the Parashat Zachar is not connected. There's two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Zechiras, well, that's a discussion in the Moni HaMitzvahs, how one should count them on. But is the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek connected to Mechiyas Amalek or not? So the Magen Avraham seems to say, it's not. One can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechir, even though Mechia, let's assume you can't fulfill in from reading, not enough of a mention of Mechia by Parshas B'Shalach. But Kiseitze, it's much more explicit. So the Magen Avraham seems to hold that Zechir is an independent mitzvah, while the Mishnah Berurah and others seem to connect Zechir mitam Mechia, and therefore you can't be Yotze. So that's a machlokes harishon. So that's the machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah regarding men. So therefore, since it's a machlokes, obviously it's best to, if you could do Parashat Zachar in Shul on Shabbos, because, or any other day for that matter, because according to some, you're not Yotz, if Zachar is totally in Timcha, perhaps then you're not Yotz in the mitzvah of Zachar. So some want to point out that's true by men. What about women? So in general, there's a machlokes rishonim whether women are obligated in Parashat Zachar or not. Are women obligated in Parashat Zachar? So the Sefer Achinech writes a woman is not chayiv in Parashat Zachar because for that reason he says since. He learns that since Zechira is connected to Mechia, the purpose of the remembering is to remember to destroy them, and since women la b'nei mechama ninu, therefore women are putter from Parashat Zachar. And the Minchas Chinuch goes crazy. He says, what are you talking about? Where do you know it from? The Mishnah says, we learn that mechama's mitzvah women are chayavin. So the Mepharshim, yeah, the chayavin it, but they don't have to do the fighting. They can do the cooking and other parts. In other parts of the war. So, therefore, they're not involved the law b'nei milchama. So that's the machokas, the minches chinuch and sefer chinuch. And that's actually the famous binyan tzion, who goes with the binyan tzion goes with the minches chinuch's mahalach. He says that was the minig in Frankfurt. I think he quotes his, from the Chasim Sofer's Redu Renussan Adigori. He felt that the woman achayev in Parshat Zachar, and therefore, they have to go to Shul Shabbos and hear it. So he holds that women are chayiv in Parashat Zachar, because as the Minchas Chinuch says, like, what do you mean? How do you know that's the reason? It's a mitzvah saseh shahazman grama. It's not a mitzvah saseh shahazman grama. That's a debate whether it's good. If you assume it's once a year, it would be. If you assume you could do the mitzvah anytime. So Minat Torah you could do any time, so it's a lav zman grama. So he assumes woman achayev in the mitzvah. Also some say, because if the chayev was zachar and losishkach, so they're connected as well. But either way, that seems to be the nakuda here. So they point out that was the minhag in Frankfurt. They had a special minyan. I said, some do that today. Do you have a special minyan for women after Shacharis or Mincha? So the Binyan Tia, Mincha Schina, they say, yes, that was Dominican Frankfurt. And Rav Moshe, it's quoted, he was against it. He thought women are putter, and therefore, perhaps you don't get into, could I take out a Sefer Torah? Is it a covered Sefer Torah? If I could take out a Sefer Torah if I'm not Mechuyav. So that touches on a separate question. There's a famous Netziv about, they asked him about a Sefer Torah ceremony. Could I take out and read the Torah? So he gets into a discussion. I think he says, so perhaps if it's a day where you chayev in Kriyas HaTorah, so then maybe it's okay. So if that's the case, there'd be more room to take it out here. So that's different minhagim, whether you have a special reading for women or not, whether you assume women are chayev. So they say over the Stipor's son, when he wrote a sefer after his mother passed away, so he quotes from his mother, the Stipor's wife was the sister of the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish is known for his chumras, but here he gives you a kula. The Chazon Ish writes, because I think when the Chazon Ish told his sisters, you know, if you go to shul every Shabbos, then why not? Then certainly go. But if you never go to shul, you don't have to go for Parsha Zohar, because really he says all the Rishonim, there aren't that many Rishonim, the Rishonim say a woman is putter. The Achronim say the Chayiv. You can listen to the Rishonim. You don't have to go to Shul on Parshas Zohar. So that's a debate among the Achronim. So, however, but based on this Magen Avraham, we could solve both problems. Woman, let's say if a woman could only get one babysitter, for Shabbos, Parshas Zohar, Megillah, so perhaps she should go to Megillah reading. Why? Because what was the whole issue between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah? Well, on men, because men are definitely chayev and mechia. So the question is, perhaps if the chir is totally a mechia, so maybe there's not enough of mechia. Mentioned in Parshas Peshawach. However, but for a woman, because b'manashach, if the chir is connected to mechia, they'd be putter, because nashim rabbanei mechamanin, who like the chinuch says. If you assume it's an independent mitzvah and it's a lav zman grama, so then you could taina the mamanashak, they could be a woman could be yotze with parsha zachar with the reading of vayavo amalek. So therefore, for a woman, you know, she could go to both separately. So why not? If you only could go to one, so perhaps she should go. She has to hear the megillah reading anyway. So when she comes to shul, so many times they have a separate Megillah reading from which is fine. A woman a chayev in Kriyas HaMegillah. Since the chayev in Kriyas HaMegillah, they certainly have to hear Megillah reading. Parsha Zohar is a shaila, so therefore you could knock them both off. Obviously, the minhag is if you want, there's no harm. A woman can go to shul and fulfill Parsha Zohar kol hadeis on that. So let's summarize. So we discussed the issue of the starting with the sifra about Zohar, Shom HaShabbos, Kodesho, that you might think, why do you need Zohar? Because I might think even it's enough just to do it, believe. So Zohar B'Shamar, so too we had the same language by Zohar B'Peh, and Mosishkak B'Lev by Parashat Zohar. That's the Sifra in Chukosai, B'Chukosai, and Sifri in Parashat Kiseitse. And we pointed out the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim Perakei Lachae, he says, Mitzvah Asay Liskor Tamin Maisa Ram. He doesn't seem to say it's a mitzvah all year round, the mitzvah Daraisa. And therefore the Magen Avraham says, Mitzvah Srikas Kavana, Vehikarov Tanah Lushim Kagado, you should have a mind then. Then we had Tosis introduces the concept of Parsha Zohar Min HaTorah. And therefore he introduces reading from a Sefer Torah. And then we have the rush, that the concept of the Parsha Zohar, Daraisa Barabim, the Gemara in Brachas Memzayam Abeis, the whole discussion, Mitzvah Darabim versus a Mitzvah Diyachid, Daraisa Darabanan. But from that Gemara, the rush seems to say that don't say it's Parsha Zohar, but if it was Parsha Zohar, then. So then he'd be happy. But then everyone would agree. It's a mitzvah derabim deraisa would beat out. And then we discussed the machlokes, the trumas adeshim, bring down the issue if you have a choice between parsha zachar and kriyas hamegillah, what should you do? Clearly, parsha zachar is deraisa, but what about fulfilling both in vayavo and molek? The machlokes Magen Avraham says even a man can, and Mishnah Berurah says no. However, will kuli alma should come out by a woman? The machlokes sefer achinuch, and the Chazon Ish agrees women are putter versus the binyan tzim in chaschinuch, who say they have their own minyan, and therefore they could be yotzei with on the day of Purim. They could, a woman certainly could rely on the Magen Avraham, since meikra adin they're probably putter, and therefore they could fulfill both. It was an interesting shaila. The binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Mizilna from his brother, about whether a kohen could be a bal korei or not. Because what's the issue? Because could he read parsha zachar? Could, if you say the women are patur because gabnei mechamanenu, do I say the same thing about kohanim since they can't be metamei meis? The simple pshat is no. We assume that kohanim can go to war, and therefore a kohen can be the bal korei for parsha zachar.